The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 40, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 2nd, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: All these cities and villages are flourishing in all respects because the herbs and grains are in abundance, the trees are full of fruits, the rivers are flowing, the hills are full of minerals, and the oceans full of wealth. And this is all due to your glancing over them.
This is Vedic civilization. There is mention of so many things. That the grains are in abundance. And the trees are full of fruits. The rivers are flowing nicely. The hills are full of minerals. And the ocean full of wealth. So where is the scarcity? There is no mention that slaughterhouse is flourishing. Industry is flourishing. No such mention. These are all nonsense things they have created. Therefore, problems are there. If you depend on God's creation, then there is no scarcity, simply ananda. The trees are full of fruits. If you have got sufficient grains, and because there is sufficient grain, there is sufficient grass also, the animals, the cows, they will eat the grass, you will eat the grains, the fruits, and the animal will help you, the bulls will help you to produce grains, and he will partake little what you throw away. The animal will be satisfied. You take the fruits, inside of the fruits, you throw out the skin, the animal will be satisfied. You take the grains and throw out the grass, the animal will be satisfied. From the trees, you take the fruits, they are satisfied with the vegetables. So, there is full cooperation between trees, animals, human beings, when there is Krishna is in the center. This is civilization. Krishna, Krishna consciousness is there. Tava vikhitai means this is due to your glancing over there. Just if you are sitting here, Krishna is glancing over us. Everything is nice, first class. Krishna has come very kindly. Because you are trying to become Krishna's devotee, he has come before you in his full opulence and is glancing over you, and you become happy and beautiful. Therefore, we want this whole material creation is due to Krishna's glancing. So, Kata in the Vedas, he glanced over this matter, and the matter became agitated. Just like there is man and woman, when the woman is agitated, there is fruit. There is fruit. Similarly, the whole creation is in the same process. The nature, matter, has to be agitated. That agitation comes from the life, not from the matter. So, this is the basic information. Sa oikhata, sa asijata. Krishna also says, aham sarvasya prabhava. Simply by Krishna's glancing, seeing, the matter becomes agitated and becomes pregnant. And the living entities come out the trees, the fruits, and everything come up. Simply by his glancing. How it is possible? We have no experience that by simply glancing over my wife, I can make her pregnant. No, that is for you, not for Krishna. Not for Krishna. Krishna is described in the Brahma Sangha, Angani jasya sakalendriya bitti manti. Each and every part, limb of Krishna has got the capacity of other part. We, by our eyes, part of our body, we can simply see, but Krishna, by seeing, can make others pregnant. That is Krishna. There is no use of sex life, there is no. Simply by Krishna's glancing, maya dhaksena prakriti suyati characharam adhaksena adhi akhena. Akha means eyes. By my glancing, maya dhaksena prakriti, the material nature, these things are there in the Bhagavad Gita. You study. Maya dhaksena prakriti suyati gives birth. What kind of birth? Characharam, moving and non-moving. There are two living entities, moving and non-moving. The non-moving are the trees and the plants. They cannot move. They stand in one place. And we, human beings, animals, insects, flies, we move. So there are two kinds of living entities. Sthavar jangam. In Sanskrit it is called sthavar jangam. So, the sthavar jangam, they are coming out of this material nature. Not the life is coming, but the body. When you say coming, coming means birth. So, if you say now matter from matter, no. The living entities, they are accepting a type of body from material nature. Not that actually coming. It's like a child is coming, taking the body from the mother. It takes 10 months to prepare the body from the blood and secretion of the mother. But the child is not matter. The child is a living entity. That living entity takes shelter into the womb of the mother, and the mother supplies from the body. By nature, so it is going on. The mother does not know how she is supplying, but from her body, another body is created, and when it is fit, it comes out to work. This is birth. Not that the living entity is taking birth, because that is stated in the Bhagavata. Na jayati, na mriyati va. The living entity does not take birth, neither it dies. Anything which does not take birth does not die also. Death is for such thing which is created. Which is not created, it has no death. Na jayati na mriyati va kadachit, kadachit, at any time. Krishna says, kadachit. It is not that now it is not taking birth, formally it took birth. No. No kadachit. So I see this is child is now born. No, it is not born. Nitya sasata purana. That living entity is eternal. Sasata, always existing. Purana, very, very old. Very, very old. Then, na hannati, hannamani, sarire. Don't think that when this body will be destroyed, that living entity will be destroyed. No, it will continue. Our scientist friend was asking, what is the proof of eternity? The proof is there. Krishna says, na hannati hannamani sarir. That is the proof. Shruti. This is hearing. Disciplic succession hearing. from the Supreme. This is one proof. One proof is by logic. Nayaprasthan. You can get your knowledge by logic, argument, philosophical research. This is all right also. But another, Shruti, by hearing from the authorities. That is also knowledge. And Smriti. Smriti means statement derived from Shruti. Just like Bhagavad Gita is called Smriti. The Puranas are called Smriti. But Upanishad is called Shruti. And Vedanta is called Naya. So three ways. Naya-prasthan, Shruti-prasthan and Smriti-prasthan. So of all these, the Shruti-prasthan or the evidence by the Shruti is very important. Pratyaksha, Anuman and Shruti. Pratyaksha, direct perception. Direct perception has no value because our senses are all imperfect. So what is the value of direct perception? Just like we are seeing every day the sun, just like a disc, say about 12 inches or 11 inches. But it is 1400,000 times bigger than the sun. Therefore, our direct perception with the experience with these eyes has no value. Similarly, all the senses, either eyes or nose, by smelling, by touching, by tasting, by hearing, there are so many senses we can experience, knowledge. But because the senses are imperfect, whatever knowledge you are getting by exercising your senses, they are all imperfect. Just like the so-called scientists. Because they are trying to understand by exercising these imperfect senses, they always remain imperfect. Just like our Swarup Damodar inquired, that if I give you the ingredients to produce light, will you be able to produce light? He questioned one scientist. He said, that I do not know. The imperfect knowledge. If you do not know, then your knowledge is imperfect. Why you have become teacher? That is cheating. When you have got imperfect knowledge, why you take the position of the teacher? That's what you should not have done that. Therefore, our position to become perfect is to take lesson from the perfect. Krishna is the perfect. Krishna says, na hannate hannamane sarire. So, we take the knowledge from the perfect, therefore this understanding that soul is eternal, that is perfect. So ultimately, Krishna, without Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, when he was explaining dhatu, dhatu, the forms of verb, activity. So he used to explain ultimately Krishna is the dhatu. So Kunti Devi says, Ime janapada sridhya supakka aushadi virudha. Everything is sufficient. Now whatever mentioned here, that they grains are in abundance, the trees are in full of fruits, the rivers are flowing, the hills are full of minerals, and the ocean full of wealth. What do you want more? You can take from the ocean that, what is called that, oyster. The oyster produces pearls, very valuable. If you can collect the oysters, you'll get valuable pearls. One pearl, $10,000. The wealth is there. So, formerly, people used these pearls, the valuable stones, silk, gold, silver, and decorated the body with nice manufactured ornaments, the beautiful body. But where are those things gone? Those things are now gone. Now, plastic bangles. Advancement of civilization. All these beautiful girls, without any ornament of gold, pearls, and nice jewels, they have got plastic bangles. Just see the fun. So, what is the use of this industry? Slaughterhouse. You get these, all these things. Have enough food grains, enough milk, enough fruits, enough vegetables, clear, nice river water. There is no need of constructing waterworks. Why? I have traveled in Europe. Each and every river has become nasty. In Russia, I saw the river. In Germany, I saw the river. In France, also, I saw the river. Nasty. And also in your country, I've seen that, what is the river in New York? Hudson and another. They are created nasty. By nature's way, such, just like you see in the ocean, how the water is clear and crystal. By nature's way, it is kept very nice, clear and crystal. And from the ocean, the water is diverted by the process to come into the river, the same water, but it is crystallized without any salt. By nature's way. By nature's way means Krishna's way. So you take nice water from the river. What is the use of constructing huge water works, supplying water? Nature has already given you. You take fruits, nice fruits. You take grains, you take milk products, you take silk, you take pearls, you take jewels. Everything is. You want richness, you collect the pearls, you become rich. There is no question of to become rich by starting some huge factory of producing these motor bodies. You see? So we have created troubles. Otherwise, if we depend on Krishna and Krishna's mercy, because by Krishna's glancing, everything is all right. Here it is said, Ime janamatha sridhya supakkau au sadivirudha vanadri nade uddannanto jiya. Jedante taba vikhito. So, simply by Krishna's glancing, Kunti is expressing that so many beautiful things are there, simply by your glance. So if you simply plead for Krishna's glancing, so there is no question of scarcity, there is no question of need, everything will be complete. This is Krishna consciousness moment. You depend on nature's gift by the grace of Krishna. Our opinion that the population has increased. Everywhere they say the population has increased and they are checking the population by artificial means, by rascal method. Why? The birds and bees, they are not checking. They are increasing their population without any contraceptive. But are they in need of food? Have you seen any bird that is dying for want of food? Never. Any animal? It may be animal in the city, they may be dying for want of food. That is also not very safe. But in the jungle you go, you see all the animals. Big animals like elephant. They are very stout and strong. Who is supplying them food? The tiger, the lions, everyone. Everyone is living. Some of them are vegetarian, some of them are non-vegetarian. But nobody is in want of food. The tiger, by nature's way, the tiger do not get everyday food. Naturally, because he is non-vegetarian. So he gets his food with difficulty. Because who is going to face the tiger to become its food? Nobody is going. You said, "I am very philanthropic. I have come to you to give you food. Take my body." And nobody is going. Therefore, he has got difficulty to find out its food. Because in the jungle, there is jungle laws also, nature's law. As soon as the tiger is out, there is one animal that is called feu. I do not know what is the name in English. It will follow the tiger and it will sound feu, feu. So the other animals will know, now the tiger is out. So it has got difficulty. It got difficulty by nature's way. But still Krishna supplies him food. See, after 1 week, he gets the chance of catching one animal. Therefore, he doesn't get a fresh food daily. He stalks the animal in some bush and takes little. So, he has become very powerful. People want, "I want to become like tiger," or "I want to become like lion." But that is not very good position. Because you want to get food daily. That's a fact. And you have to search out food with great labor. But if you become a vegetarian, you get daily. Anywhere there are grass, you can eat. The animals are eating. Now, in every city, there are slaughterhouses. But does it mean the slaughterhouse can supply all the meat? Suppose you don't take any other food, grains or vegetables. Can you live simply by eating meat? There is no supply, sufficient supply. You have to eat the grains and the fruits and the vegetables along with a slice of meat you take. Still, for that slice of meat, you are killing so many poor animals. How much sinful it is. It is not to be done. It is not to be done. Therefore, people are not happy. They are committing simply sinful activities. How they can become happy? But if you become Krishna conscious, simply depend on Krishna's glancing. Tava-vittidoi. If you depend on Krishna, Krishna will supply you everything. There is no question of scarcity. It is question of production. And sometimes we find that the grains and fruits are produced in huge quantity. One cannot finish. So it is a question of Krishna's glance. If Krishna likes, he can produce huge quantity of grains and fruits and vegetables. And if Krishna controls, then what your meat will do? You can eat me, I shall eat you. That will go on, but that will not solve the problem. Therefore, for real peace of life, tranquility and everything, sufficient supply of foodstuff, sufficient supply of milk and water, everything arrangement is there. Simply, we have to depend on Krishna. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us. So I depend on him. Maravi rakhavi jaichatva. My dear Lord, I simply surrender unto you, depend on you. Now if you like, you can kill me or you can give me protection. This is what. And Krishna says in reply, "Yes, sarvadharmān parityajya māmi kaṁ saraṇaṁ braja ekam." He does not say, "Yes, you depend on me and depend on your slaughterhouse and factory also." No. He says, simply depend on me, one. Maam ekam, saranam, aham tva sarva paapi bhama kvasa. So, I will rescue you from the resultant action of your sinful act, because you have lived so many years without being Krishna conscious. You have lived sinful life only. The Krishna gives assurance that as soon as one surrenders to Krishna, he immediately squares up all account. All your sinful activities finish now. Finish. Now we begin new life. That is called initiation. But don't commit anymore. Therefore we take promise from our disciples that now the account is squared up. Whatever sinful life you led, that is closed now. Without any payment, I close. Now don't commit anymore. That is nama-parāt. If we think that Krishna Nam, the holy name of Krishna, can nullify so many sinful activities, so if I commit little sinful activity and chant Hare Krishna, it will be nullified. No, don't think like that. That is the greatest sin. Namnad balad jasahi papa buddhi. Anyone who is thinking like that let me commit some sinful activities and in the evening I shall chant Hare Krishna, it will be all right. No. That is the greatest offense. Out of 10 kinds of offenses, that is the greatest offense. Namnad balad jasahi. Don't take to that process, confession, just like the Christians do. They go to the church and confess. Suppose one confesses, that's all right, and again does the same sinful activity, then what is the value? Accept. That's why accept. It is fact. If you confess before the Lord, they say, my Lord, out of my ignorance. The sinful activities are done out of ignorance. Not that by planning that I shall commit sinful activities, go to the church and confess, then everything is nullified, again begin, new chapter, sinful activities. That is not ignorance. That is by knowingly taking advantage of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So we should be very careful. We promise before taking initiation, no illicit sex, no intoxicants, no gambling, no meat eating. We should strictly follow. Then we are clean. And keeping oneself clean and keeping oneself always engaged in devotional service, his life is success, and there is no need, there is no scarcity of anything he wants. Thank you very much.